आज डाक डिसोज़ ट्रेडिंग ऑन सुजैन सैंड कैम. इट इज सुजैन SUZANNE सुजैन SUZANNE सैंड कैम SANDKAMP SANDKAMP सैंड कैम. डेट बर्थ इज 12/7/60. डेट विजिट is 8/15/24. Please make copy for Erica O'Donnell. Erica ERICA O'Donnell O'Donnell. Please next paragraph. Dear Erica, thank you for sending Suzanne Sandkamp for primary evaluation. Next paragraph is supposed to tell us this is a 63-year-old female who has had a history for COVID-19 infection 2 months ago, was experiencing cough, shortness of breath, fever, and a runny nose, period. My patient tested positive for COVID-19 and was placed on Paxlovid course for 5 days. She had some shortness of breath and her cough had subsided after 3 weeks. The patient did have gastroesophageal reflux and she has had multiple allergies and denied any yellow sputum, denied hemoptysis, and denied any chest pains. The chest x-ray done on 8/8/24 showed no active pulmonary infiltrates. She did have a CT chest on 7/3/24, and it showed bilateral poorly defined tree and bud infiltrates, suggesting an inflammatory process, and clinical correlation and short-term follow-up was suggested. The patient also had labs done and her blood sugar was blood sugar was 128, BUN was 13, creatinine 0.5, and the hemoglobin 14.2 with a white count of 7.1, eosinophil 0.7. The patient presently has no significant cough. She has no night sweats, fever, or chills. Didn't have her reflux and had an upper endoscopy done in the past with esophageal dilatation. Next paragraph, other past history includes history for ACL graft in December of 22 of the right knee, and history of bladder sling surgery in 2021 and a history for a fractured finger in February of 21. The patient has depression, denies hypertension, and no history of Stewardship Diabetes. Next paragraph, habits. Patient smoked 5 cigarettes per day for 20 years and then quit. Alcohol use once weekly. Next, allergies. Allergies to codeine and penicillin. Next paragraph, med list includes bupropion 300 milligrams daily, Protonix 40 milligrams daily, Montelukast 10 milligrams daily, medroxyprogesterone 2.5 milligrams a day. Next paragraph. Physical exam. Can you mention system review? The patient has no fatigue or weight loss, no double vision or cataracts, no vertigo or hoarseness. She has no urinary frequency or flank pains. She has heartburn, no abdominal pains, no diarrhea. She has a cough and shortness of breath. She has no chest or jaw pain or palpitations. She has depression and anxiety and no easy bruising. And she denies joint pains, muscle aches. She has headaches and no memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This is a middle-aged, averagely built white female, is alert, pale, but no acute stress. Blood pressure 128/70. Pulse is 76, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 100 pounds, saturation 99. Itchy and ear, nasopharynx, pupils reactive. Clear over clear, tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with the decreased excursions. And diminished breath sounds at the periphery. No wheezes or crackles. Heart sounds are regular, swollenness to no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no cap tenderness. Reflexes are 1+, with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number one. Bronchiectasis with multiple lung nodules. Number two is history of COVID-19 infection. Number three is reactive airway disease. Number four, depression. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and a follow-up chest CT in 3 months. She will use a Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs, TIDPRN. I suggested that she have a bronchoscopy to evaluate the lung nodules to rule out atypical mycobacterial disease. A follow-up to be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Copy for Eric O'Donnell. Thank you for this consultation. Can you please add that in the final diagnosis? Rule out atypical mycobacterial disease. Thank you. This is Dr. D'Souza. Copy for Dr. Erica O'Donnell, D.O. Erica O'Donnell, D.O.